This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, time for us to take our weekly walk down talk radio lane, or should I call it a street, talk radio street, talk radio road, that sounds better, doesn't it? Talk radio road.
Boulevard.
Yes, that's the boulevard of talk. Okay, good. Rich McFadden is here, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan is here, and Joe Crummy. Evil one, all of us here to talk about the charts from Talkers Magazine from this past week, the week of July 24th to the 28th, already at the end of the month. Richie always likes it when it's the end of the month, look at how time is flying, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
He started doing that in May. It's the end of the summer.
It's the end, yeah.
It's always the end of something for Doug.
It's the
end of the week.
The beginning of something new, Richie.
That's right.
The beginning of something new. Okay, so I'm going to go through the list of the top 10 stories and people, and I'm going to then give it over to Jennifer Horn, who spent several days in Washington at the White House broadcasting this week. So I want her to tell her story, and then all of you ask her questions about the experience. Let's do the stories list, though, first. The usual thing at number 10 on the countdown from Talkers, the beginning of the football season. Also, the football drain report, or the brain drain, either or. What's going on in sports talk radio, basically, at number 10. The declining sperm counts. This is crummy. You better listen carefully to this. Number 9 this week on the countdown. Let's see here. The Ohio State Fair, what happened there with that death, number 8. And then the smuggling deaths of the people coming into this country in that truck, number 7. The speech given by Donald Trump of the Boy Scouts, number 6. Number 5. Investigations continuing into the relationship of the Trumps to Russia. Good God, can we give that a rest? Number 4, the Foxconn plant announcement. Foxconn makes the iPhones, Chinese company. Number 3, the military transgender ban, which seems nonsensical to most anybody who thinks it through. Number 2, the leaks at the White House, who's responsible, and the healthcare situation is number 1. All right, so having said all that, the backdrop to these, many of them, as usual, happen to be focused on things going on in Washington. So Jennifer Horn, who's a part of the DJV show with me and Victoria, Richie's a good day claner, and Joe has his own identity as an evil person. The idea of being invited to the White House, it now goes to those who are supporters, Jennifer. It would seem that's where we start, right? The people who are there working for the other company that you work for as a broadcaster, they are very familiar with and supportive of the Trump message, and that's why you got invited, right?
Well, I don't know if that's why we got invited. I didn't get invited. Okay, well, what you've seen is that the Trump administration has expanded the amount of reporters that are allowed in. They've taken talk radio hosts. They've put a big emphasis on talk radio. They've put a big emphasis on online sources as well as your mainstream media. And so that's kind of one of their agenda items, is to bring in as many people as possible. I think this started with Sean Spicer actually talking with our company about possibly setting up a day where a bunch of radio hosts would go out there and set up. I'm sure that this will happen with other radio companies down the road, but it was truly spectacular. I mean, the reason I know it's not all because the hosts are conservative or Trump-centric is that many of the hosts that were out there were anti-Trump, were never Trumpers for a long time, and my co-host is a liberal. I mean, it's not like they were just saying, hey, show your Trump card before you walk in the grounds. I mean, these are still free-thinking people who are critical of the president, critical of some of the things in the administration, but I have to say, being there, the thing that you hear from the media is that there's chaos and people are running around crazy and there's a black cloud over the White House. I didn't notice that at all. From the moment I checked in to the moment I left, I mean, it was...
Black cloud from... That's news media speak, right?
Yeah, it was well organized. There was no chaos. You walk right in. I mean, it was really, I thought, very well put together.
All right. So what did you take away in the conversations you had with the various people that are involved with our government?
I think probably the most important, and I think obviously the number one story this week is healthcare and what's happening. I mean, I think there's probably two stories. There's Anthony Scaramucci, and then there's healthcare. And healthcare, I think, was a big disappointment. We saw John McCain and Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins decide to stand with the Democrats supporting the upholding of the Affordable Care Act, which is not working, and voting late in the evening hours on Friday morning. And Tom Price, who I had the opportunity to talk to, who's the Secretary of Health and Human Services, a really smart guy. He's vowing to still work on this to keep things going, and he's got a lot of great ideas, Dougie. We talked off air a bit about his ideas for prevention, for preventative medicine. He's a doctor himself, about smaller community health centers, about opioid prevention and treatment. So there was a lot of things that we talked to Tom Price about that are not necessarily mentioned in the day-to-day conversation, because it seemed that healthcare has now been turned into a really polarized political game.
Mm-hmm. All right. Questions from others. Rich, you saw and were with Jennifer this week in Washington. What questions did you not have answered, or what haven't? You've been over there a number of times with hosts that work with you and us, so there's nothing new for you.
The question I can't seem to get an answer to is, how do these people think that they're going to keep their job if they own the White House, the Senate, and Congress, and they can't agree to pass an overhaul bill?
You're talking about the Republicans in general?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With health care.
It stupefies me that these people cannot get together and overturn this disastrous bill that affects me and my left front pocket every single month.
Well, wasn't that the question McCain asked? Or wasn't that what he didn't ask the question?
McCain's part of the problem.
McCain voted against. He's one of the three that voted against it.
But is he, or is the question that he asked about not being able to get it together? We have a group of people that ought to be able to work together, and we are. And he blamed talk radio for the problem.
Well, that was lame.
Totally lame.
I mean, that part was lame.
Well, I'm just telling you, that's what he did. Whether it was lame or wasn't lame, that's what he did.
But here's what's ridiculous, and Joe, Rich, Victoria, chime in on this. John McCain came back, which was heroic. He came back. He did the vote. He's been through a lot, health-wise, and he wanted to start this debate. The Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, promised that he would send this bill, this skinny repeal, to a conference so that this could get better and better and better, yet John McCain still voted against it. I mean, it really makes no sense. There's a picture that I think speaks a thousand words of Chuck Schumer patting John McCain on the back and both of them just smiling ear to ear at each other. It's very bizarre.
Well, what's John McCain's reason, though, for doing that? What has he said? Is the reason I'm not voting to move this forward is because what? Like, what has he said is the reason?
That's just the question, is that when he made his speech about how we haven't done enough and we need to come together and we need to start working on something.
Victoria asked a good question.
Where's
the specifics?
He says he wants a full bill. He wants to take it from the top again and present something that is, more presentable. But I read this morning he wants a full bill. He thinks it's kind of piecemeal right now and he doesn't want to do it. He just doesn't think it's right. Whatever that is.
It's a vacuum. It's kind of like
get it through and then fix it on the backside.
Well, that's what they always say.
That's what they want.
That's what Nancy Pelosi said. Well, we'll pass it now.
It's the only thing you can do at this point, because nobody agrees on anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's sort of a tar baby, in a way. Now they've got the opportunity to do something, and they know that they're never going to please everybody. So in a way, they're not doing anything, because it's
all right. So Jennifer, is there a sense in the White House that you got after being there, wandering around and talking to people, getting a sense of the air there, that Trump knows he has a solid base of 35% or 40% of the American public and doesn't worry about trying to bring anybody else in, and therefore when he does things that seem senseless like the military transgender ban. That doesn't make any sense to most people, politically or otherwise. And why bother? So, but is there a reality among the people that are working there with him that they are never going to win over the majority or in terms of numbers? But now, because we've become so fractionalized, there's a 40% solid base for him, and he can work with that. Is there any of that sort of?
Well, I think, I mean, look, I think Trump's base is not cracked.
No.
A lot of times you see a base start to have some little lines, little faults running through it, but this base is still really solid. And I think that approval ratings are important to the president. I mean, we've seen him talk about crowd size. We know that this stuff is something that he values as a person. And I think that's why you see him now on an offense. I mean, the best thing that I can say, and I brought this up too because I'm kind of floating this idea around to many of the Trump officials. When you see this argument, this public targeting of Jeff Sessions, or now we're seeing this, we see Anthony Scaramucci coming in, who, by the way, was like, you know, the big man on campus when I was at the White House. He was all over that place. Trump is tired, I think, of being on the defensive. He's been on defense since he took office, from mainstream media, from the left, people either obstructing him or creating narratives about Russia that simply really haven't produced any evidence, that are not true. And so I think what you're seeing right now is Trump regrouping, realizing he's 6 months in, and I think he's going on a full offense. He's looking for people to join him who are fighters. These issues with, like, Sean Spicer or Jeff Sessions are not because these guys are bad people or that they're doing bad jobs. They're compatibility issues because they are acting optically like you should. They want to give the appearance of what people should be doing if you're a traditional politician. Trump is looking at bringing in people who are going to get scrappy and who are going to fight so that he can start going on offense, so that he can start checking items off of his agenda.
They think that's
and
really
many people,
what's going
Sebastian
to...
Gorka was like, yes, that's exactly right. The president needs people next to him who are going to fight for him.
That's why I said this is going to be a revolving door. In a year, most of the people that were certified or who were approved by the Senate will be gonzo, and the internal workings of the White House will be a lot.
I don't think they still have everybody approved.
Yeah, they haven't.
I think there's still appointments waiting.
Yeah, that still doesn't speak to why he did the military transgender ban.
That was a recommendation from the military. That wasn't something Trump woke up one day and did.
Why?
That was something that Mattis put together, because in the last year, it's been approved for transgenders to join the military for the last year. In that year, 250 people are already going through transitioning surgery. That we're paying for.
Right.
This is elective surgery that we are paying for. It's also become a distraction because many people who are transgendered want to live in the barracks of their desired sex instead of their biological sex. So you've had many instances.
So why doesn't that get explained when, instead of just
banning transgender people is not the answer. If you want to not have the taxpayer paying for the surgeries and things, fine. But banning them that's ridiculous.
Well, but I think there needs to be a follow-up now.
I think that's
a
great...
all of the issues that...
Yeah, fix it, and then maybe let them come back in again, but don't have them come in. Okay,
Well, what about the thousands of transgender people currently serving who are not a distraction, who are not causing problems?
They're not being pulled out. They're grandfathered in.
Well, the last I heard, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, or whatever her name is, said they hadn't figured out what they're going to do with them yet.
As far as everything that I've read, as far as the policy that I have seen and in talking to people, it's not pulling people out. It's about leaving people in. However, if they're a distraction or if they're using this money, this is a lot of wasteful money. And what I love about Mad Dog Mattis, what he's done over the last several months is put together a list of where the military is overspending and spending in stupid ways. You heard about uniforms a couple of weeks ago. Mm. So he's going through and cutting that expense. I had a couple of people, military, Marines, and an Army, who called in and talked about problems that they had, because transgenders have been in the military longer than just a year. They just, you know, don't ask, don't tell.
Right.
And there have been issue after issue. So, I mean, it's something worth looking into.
So, thank you, Jennifer. That was great. The experience at the White House, very cool. And what you just explained makes a whole lot of sense. I don't want us to be paying for transgender operations. I don't mind them being in the service. That's great. But we're not paying for operations.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
It's 23, almost 24 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Joe Crummy, who has a podcast on iTunes called Evil Thoughts. Every day, he presents another evil thought. You wouldn't think there'd be anybody alive who could have as much evil in their minds as Crummy has. But here it is, proof positive. Just go to iTunes and look for Evil Thoughts, and you'll see one day after another, after another, after another of evil thoughts. So I leave it to you to figure out what in the name of heaven this man is thinking about. All right, so we can hear some of that when he's here with us on the countdown. Jennifer has flown the coop, but she told us good stories about her experience in Washington. We've got to move on to other things. Victoria Keelan is here. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. So we've gone through the story list. I didn't go through the people list yet. I'm going to do that now. Jeff Bezos at number 10, because now he's become the last month, the value of Amazon going up, so he's got more money than Gates.
He lost his position, though. I think he briefly had the number one wealthiest person on the Forbes list, and then he lost it.
Oh, he did?
Really?
Once the Amazon earnings came out and they missed the mark. They were a little
disappointed. When did that happen? Was that this week?
Earlier this week. Or at the end of this week it came out.
Is Bill Gates back to number one?
No, Bill Gates, I think, was behind him on the list. I forget who else.
Vladimir Putin.
We're talking about people who are worth $80 or $90 billion, folks.
Right.
What's a couple of bucks here and there?
Well,
all right.
I heard a story this morning just about how much control Amazon has on the digital world. Do you realize that 1/3 of all computers that have cloud computing are stored on Amazon?
Really?
So think about that. All the computers,
I don't really give a darn whether the Russians hack the elections. What's going to happen when the Russians hack into Amazon?
Right. Or what's going to happen when our government hacks into Amazon or
what happens when a group of international investors that are actually backed by Russian oligarchs buy Amazon?
Right.
Exactly. What happens then? Right? Yeah. I mean, isn't that what happened with that uranium deal? Right?
That's a very interesting point, Joe. The amount of money that the top 12, 14 people have that are all KGB people that are Putin's pals that are amassing billions and billions of dollars, and you don't have to go any further than Los Angeles or New York to see who's buying up all the expensive real estate. Not Americans.
It's true.
Russians, Chinese on the West Coast, but Russians both in L.A. and New York. Everywhere.
Right, and Fareed Zakarian, CNN, is always talking about how Vlad Putin is the richest man alive. I mean, he's doing it to kind of tweak Mr. Trump, you know, but apparently Vlad Putin is really the world's richest guy.
Yeah, he's got control of a lot of things, let's put it that way. Right. Okay, let's see. Number 9, Sean Spicer and his departure from the White House. This is nothing but a cash register for him. Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. By the time he's done, he's going to get a job working for one of the networks, and they'll pay him lots of dough for his insider knowledge of what's going on in the White House.
You can. Well, he's already had the meetings.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. And even Dancing with the Stars wants him.
What in the
It's true. No, it's true. I didn't make that up.
Is he a dancer? Why does he?
Well, because he should thank Melissa McCarthy. That's what I think he should do.
Absolutely.
Because frankly, I think he's kind of boring, and he'll have a few minutes in the sun. Look, man, the media had their way with him. That's over now, but I don't want to get into the whole Scaramucci thing again. But yeah,
all right, so let's not then. 28 past the hour on the overview of what's going on this week in the world of talk radio.
This week in automotive news, we're in Geneva, Switzerland, test driving the new Mercedes-Benz S-Class. Mercedes introduced a revolutionary new six-cylinder engine. Not technically a hybrid, the engine actually has a 48-volt battery attached, four times the normal battery power, along with a 15-kilowatt electric motor. The gas engine can be powered by the electric motor to start and accelerates with instant power. At freeway speeds, the gas engine can turn off, allowing the electric engine to provide the power. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Don't let a scar steal your spotlight. Use Mederma Advanced Scar Gel, the only once-daily formulated scar care product clinically shown to reduce the appearance of scars. Mederma Advanced Scar Gel from the Mederma family of skincare solutions. Don't miss Amazon Prime Day deals.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
The Ford Summer Sales event is in full swing.
The kids are not listening to me.
I got this. Who wants ice cream?
Oh, so that's how you get them to listen.
With available powerful third-row seats in the Ford Explorer, there's always more room for the whole family. And then some.
Impressive, huh?
No, not really.
Wait, who are the two in the third row?
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales event. It's always a good time. Now with summer's hottest offer. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Four after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, and Joe Crummy here examining the charts from Talkers Magazine. The folks at Talkers have, as usual, gone through their sources. All of the, I think they're now, Richie, what, 1,160 talk radio stations
right around
in the
there.
Country?
Yep.
Something like that. We're new this week on KCAA out in the Inland Empire, Joe. You know, we're an opportunity for us to give you our thoughts as experienced talk people, the issues of the day from the news talk radio world, and those are the stations that we're talking about that are surveyed, the stories from the hosts and the stations themselves, the overall view of what's going on. And so it's published every week at talkers.com. You can look at the list of the stories and the people there as well, and we are privileged to be able to be the only radio program that takes apart these things and gives you our perspective as if we were really a high visibility program. And gee, guess what? We are. So we went through
it's
a couple
official.
Of people. Yes, it is official. This is the official, according to the sanctioned by Talkers Magazine.
That's right.
We have the ability to go through this list. We're the only ones who have right. access to this list.
Right. So it's not just any old list. I mean,
no,
this
no.
is,
this is the list. Yeah, this is it. And you're privileged to be here with us, Joe. I want you to know that.
Yes, sir.
It's a privilege. Okay. So Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, or in the other way, ladies first, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and Joe Crummy. The number eight name on the list is Lindsey Graham. I don't know why, so let's go to number seven. I mean, other than the fact he's slapping John McCain on the back and, you know,
well, that's why. He's, you know, McCain's wingman, so that's
yeah.
cool.
Vladimir Putin is number seven. What new are we going to say about him? Not much, other than what did we just say? He was the richest guy
richest
in the world, perhaps.
Richest man in the world, right.
Jared Kushner is number six. What are we saying about him? It's the same old, same old. Charles Schumer, Chuck Schumer, has never seen a microphone or a news camera that he didn't want to stand in front of. He's the biggest phony, but the leader of the Democrats, and he and McCain are new best buddies. Mitch McConnell, number four, the old fossil. I'm making quick work of all of this because there ain't much new here.
You're plowing through it. I like it.
Yeah, Jeff Sessions. All right, just as an example, if we may, for a moment. With Sessions, we sort of alluded earlier to the fact that there are going to be a lot of changes. There already are, and if you watch Fox, or I mean, it is what you watch. He's being unfairly treated by the Trump administration or by Trump himself, and I'm not sure I understand because you can't get a clear picture, unfortunately, of what's really going on. Because the news media, that the term fog that's been used to cover sort of all of the events, the way the news media is covering them, you don't really know what's going on. What really is the dynamic of the Sessions? If Trump wanted to get rid of Sessions, all he had to do is say, you're fired. If Sessions wanted to go, all he had to do is say, I don't like this anymore, and I'm leaving. So something tells me there's something else going on here.
But can we just fire the attorney general?
Yes.
Once he's been approved by...
Yeah, right. You serve at the pleasure of the president. Get
but
lost.
He's shaming him. He's
good
shaming
night.
Him.
Why?
Because he's mad at him. Because
well,
he's
so fire him then.
Because they recused
himself.
He's not
being more aggressive. No, he doesn't want to fire him. He wants him to work harder. He wants
so
him
then
to
don't do
aggressive.
It in the media. Bring him in
well.
Your office and say, look, pal, this is the way it's going to work.
Trump doesn't, I mean, he can't, don't Trump can't, doesn't exist if he's not on Twitter. I mean, it's
well,
like a tree falling in the forest.
Is, you know, this is bad.
Don't you remember, you know, when you, I don't know, when you were a kid and they would take you to Old Sturbridge Village and you would see the stocks that would be in the town square?
Right.
This is what Trump is. This
what
is
an analogy that is.
I was talking about this on the podcast yesterday. That's really? That's evil thoughts.
That is evil, right.
Right, yeah. He's publicly shaming this guy. We should get back to public shaming. I like that kind of stuff. You get stuck in the stocks at Old Sturbridge Village.
See Jeff Sessions in the stocks out in front of the White House lawn.
Right. Right. And this is the electronic way of putting people in the stocks of the 21st century. I like it.
I think it shows a complete lack of managerial experience and skill. I mean, this is it's in keeping with all of the other classless things that Trump does.
Well,
so I guess it's not surprising.
Style.
Well,
I, mean,
I don't agree with that.
It's
I don't
not.
Think
it's a non-management style.
As he is.
Well,
it's
you know
a
what?
Non-management style. You don't. That's not managing people.
I'm so
it's what
tired
Doug
of
says.
Way...
You call them into the office and you have a conversation.
Well,
D.C. stands
agree,
up there. Senators and congressmen stand up there, and I'd like to recognize the gentleman from Alaska. And then they stab each other in the back, and then they go have drinks later.
Right.
They stab
show.
Each other in the back on,
time.
On the news, and then later they go have drinks. I'm so tired of this fake, this facade that they put on where there's this... pretend.
Yeah, there's a lot to that, Richie.
Yeah, PC little world. And that's the only thing. Trump annoys me to death in the way he handles things.
Ugh.
But at the same time, I go, you know what? I'm so like tired it. Of the other way they do it in D.C. It's time for this.
Yeah. Well, it is.
It's the way to go in the 21st century. Right. You know you like it. I can tell
oh
by the way
God.
You started to get into
it. It is a work. All right, number two on the people list, Anthony Scaramucci. All I can think of is Scaramunga from the James Bond movie. Whenever I see this guy's name, remember Scaramunga?
Yeah.
Christopher Lee played him in one of, I forget what the name of the, which James Bond movie
was. That the one where he had these special bullets?
Man with a Golden Gun. Yeah, that was the one. And Scaramunga was the bad guy, and all I think is Scaramucci, Scaramunga, and...
All I think
charge
is,
of leaks.
Hey, yo, bada bing. Yeah. What's that big pencil-looking cement thing over there?
Uh-huh. That's what I think of when I'm watching Blue Bloods and the guy from...
it's okay to bag on Italians now. Is that what
the
it is?
Heavy, the heavy...
Ever since The Sopranos, yes, it is.
Yeah, who's the guy who's on The Sopranos that's now on Blue Bloods? The investigator for... Steve Sicaro.
Steve Sciarra.
Sharippa, right?
Yeah,
very likable.
Yeah, good guy.
So anyway, why? How are we now? This is
Scaramucci Italians.
Let's do. Let's walk down Italian lane for a
big New Jersey mirrored sunglasses. The whole bit. It's,
you know, there's a.
Let's leave Jersey out of this. This is a New York thing.
Oh, you're worried about Jersey. You're just bagging on all Italians now, but now you're worried about a state.
There's a PBS special,
of course,
that started this week. Have you seen it? All about the Italians. The history of the mob, the mafia, La Cosa Nostra. It's really quite. I think it was on PBS, either that or HBO. It's somewhere where you can see it over and over again. But it's very.
You know, I mean, excuse me. I don't want to sound weird here, but my mom's.
You are you kidding? You always sound weird. Please go ahead.
You know, look. You know, my parents totally Italian on my mom's side, and I don't get this whole mob mafia thing. Whenever people talk about Italians, my parents, my mom's side wasn't like that at all. I don't even know where this comes from.
Where are you from, Joe?
Well, originally from Albany, but my mom is total Italian, and her family's 100%. They were never like that. That bada-bing thing is never. They were never anything like that.
Yeah, it's a Jersey, New York City thing for sure.
Just watch the special on the Mafia, Joe, and then talk.
I watch The Sopranos. I know what's going on.
Right, exactly. All right, number one on the people list. Gee, I wonder who that could be.
My man.
The Trumpster is number one. And I think we've worked him over enough, at least in terms of his style.
Oh, he was great. He was at, Youngstown Rally this week, and he was talking about how he ought to be on Mount Rushmore. And I was just loving that. And then I was on Facebook this morning.
All right, so why was
you're really
so
drinking the Kool-Aid, Joe?
Wait a minute.
I love this guy. No, I mean, what I like about it is people are so upset about it. It just cracks me up.
So what did he say at the Boy Scout speech? To get everybody worked out. I never saw
it was a
the
political
context.
Rally in front of little boys.
Oh, how awful!
I mean, that's what it was. That's what it was. That's
so
what he
so
didn't talk about the scouts or the history or whatever. It was just, you know, it
oh,
was
he
just
did. He
more
said a
of his
few things
own,
about it.
A few
he
things.
Said a few things. Mark, he did. He said a few things, but you have to look. The crowd, for the most part, loved it. I mean,
now,
I know it's obvious.
Now,
so
now, if you believe what you're reading, some of the press reports,
not
the
did.
Number of people who are leaving the Boy Scouts, which doesn't make any sense to me. So you didn't like Donald Trump's speech. So what? So you're going to take your kid out of Boy Scouts because you don't like his speech? What kind of thinking is that?
A lot of people are haters. I mean, there are a lot of people
who
don't like
Trump. Shows up for an hour, and you're going to take your kids out of Boy Scouts because you don't like his speech? What are you, nuts?
Good riddance.
Yes, I think a lot of people are nuts.
Be gone.
Good riddance.
Be gone with yourself.
Yeah, I was going to say. Who's looking at the
And you're not tying kid.
43. Tie yourself a nut.
And your fire starting not tying kid. Take him with you.
All right. 43. Past the hour. As we continue
with
the review.
Next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99 placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
When choosing
Being a Mortgage Lender, a 2017 home loan study by Ally Bank found a majority of Americans cite interest rates and a reputation for excellent customer service and convenience as important. Home loan advisor Chris Maloney has some tips to make that happen.
First, you need to determine whether this home is going to be a short-term or a long-term residence.
This will determine if you should go for a fixed versus an adjustable rate mortgage.
If you're planning to move in the next 3 to 5 years, an adjustable rate mortgage might be better for you because it offers a lower rate and a lower payment for the first few years compared to a fixed rate mortgage.
How long you plan to own your home is also a big factor to decide if it's worth it to pay extra for points to lower your interest rate.
Paying points is a great way to reduce your interest rate and your monthly payments if you're planning on staying in the home for a long period of time. Make sure to compare the upfront cost of the points to the longer-term benefit.
Some lenders, like Ally Home, offer a price match guarantee. If you find a better deal somewhere else, they'll match the interest rate and points when you provide an eligible competitive loan estimate. For more, go to ally.com. Ally Bank is an equal housing lender.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
The kids are not listening to me.
I got this. Who wants ice cream?
Oh, so that's how you get them to listen.
With available powerful third-row seats in the Ford Explorer, there's always more room for the whole family. And then some.
Impressive, huh?
No, not really.
Wait, who are the two in the third row?
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. It's always a good time. Now with summer's hottest offer. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer models. Plus get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine for putting together the list that we talk about here each week. Joe Crummy, check out his Evil Thoughts podcast on iTunes. Rich McFadden, part of the old gang, the Good Day Gang. Victoria Keelan, part of the new DJV experience. And the summation is as usual here for me. And it becomes, I think they're... I look for the new things, stuff that's like fresh meat, because I want to keep the program alive and vibrant. But there are just so many things that are the same old, and I will not waste our time talking about what happened at the Ohio State Fair, because I don't know that that goes anyplace. I do think, however, with number 7, the smuggling deaths, this is another underscore of, like Trump or not liking him, this situation with the illegals has got to be fixed. It's got to be addressed. It has to be taken care of. These people are paying $3,000 to get across the border. They put them in the back of a refrigerated truck that the refrigeration unit doesn't work, so 8 of them get cooked. The rest of them are near death. What the hell? I mean,
well, I don't understand about
how
that.
How do we let these people
the
get
United
away with
States
this stuff?
In a Walmart.
They pay $3,000.
They're in a Walmart.
$5,500 has gone up. Price has gone up. Yeah.
So, well, you know who's in trouble is that the driver says he didn't know. If he does know.
Well, he didn't know the truck was full of people. Come on.
That's what he says. Well, you would too, I suppose, because it's the death penalty if you get convicted.
Let me tell you something. Anybody.
Why do you go in the Walmart to get water for the people in the truck then?
Right. Anybody who steps into a truck and drives it and doesn't know what's in the back should be thrown in jail anyway. Because you're that stupid.
So stupidity is the reason that throws somebody in jail.
But they were in San Antonio. They were in the United States. They were at a Walmart,
right,
for God's sake. Why were they still in the back of the truck? Why not just let them out? They could probably go get jobs in the Walmart. Right.
Joe, that's your next evil thought. All right, Richie just gave you the next podcast right there with that idea. All right?
The guy obviously knew, right?
He knew. 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Those well-known themes that we all remember. This one from The Towering Inferno. I think Chuck Curry has a fixation on The Towering Inferno. It's going to be remade. The Rock is going to play the role of which character is
now
going to play?
Now that OJ's out, he'll be in it again.
This is a totally different animal. Wait a minute, stop.
Hold on a second. Richie? Yeah.
OJ's out of prison. I mean, bring it back.
Yeah, Tower put OJ in it too. There you go.
He actually was incredibly likable in The Towering Inferno back in '74.
Yep.
Well, maybe he'll make a cameo then.
Like it again. I don't think about so. 100 pounds.
But actually, yesterday on the show we talked about.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Part two of that.
Go ahead.
What would happen? Now listen. Think about this for a second. What would happen?
Got 4 minutes. But go ahead.
You may have less than that even. What would happen if somebody had the brass to put OJ in a movie?
It'll never happen.
Someone will. Oh my God.
I totally disagree.
I think somebody will.
No,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, maybe a direct-to-DVD low budget fare. Not a major studio
maybe,
film.
Maybe he'll co-star with Mel Gibson.
That's not fair. No, that's not fair.
That is food for thought, Chucker, right?
So anyway, yesterday we talked about Dwayne The Rock Johnson starring in this big-budget movie called Skyscraper, which I told you was a combination Towering Inferno meets The Fugitive, and you said, how is that possible? and I said, Victoria, read the plot line to this movie.
Doug, I think you're going to like this. Okay, so the rock stars as Will, a former FBI hostage rescue team leader and U.S. war veteran who now assesses security for skyscrapers. On assignment in Hong Kong, he finds the tallest, safest building in the world is suddenly ablaze, and he's been framed for the fire. He's now a wanted man on the run. He teams up with the building's visionary owner and designer to find those responsible and rescue his family who are trapped inside the building that's on fire. That is a movie I want to see.
Check it. Give me one.
All within a two-hour running time. That's amazing.
All right, I want to have George Kennedy play the father, unfortunately. He's gone, though, now.
He's not available. He passed away last year.
Right.
I love George Kennedy.
Yeah,
I
did.
But, I mean, that's okay. I'm very honest. After 9/11, I never thought they would ever touch anything like The Towering Inferno in a major studio film.
Yeah.
And not only, see, what they want to do, they're so scared of doing a pure disaster movie because they're hit or miss that they have to add that subplot type storyline to the mix to try to make it more viable to a mass audience. I don't know, it seems a little bit out there to mix those two elements, but let's see how it goes.
Will Spider-Man or Batman be in this movie?
Probably not, no. But if they could shoehorn them in, they'd probably do it.
But, you know, when Harrison Ford was in The Fugitive, part of the reason that movie worked is because he's so likable and everyone wants him to be the hero and you wanted him to be okay. And the same thing goes for The Rock.
Well, here's
I think
my
the
question.
Whole theater's going to be rooting for him.
How is he going to fight a fire in the tallest building in China and also find out who framed him at the same time? I don't get that within 2 hours of a running time.
Come on, Chucker. Use your imagination, for God's sake.
I'm going to try, but it might be hard.
This is coming from the guy who loves zombies, right? Yeah, use your imagination.
Yeah. All right.
Exactly.
All right. In a moment, we go through the movies coming out this weekend. Stand by.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieve this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
Chucker, let's go through the movies coming out this weekend, please.
Really big one, big one. Atomic Blonde, a action horror, an R-rated action thriller with Charlize Theron. She's really taken the big paycheck over the last few years. Did Mad Max Fury Road last summer. This summer she was the villain in Fate of the Furious. Now she's in this action movie. Probably getting $10 million plus for these movies. She's a terrific talent, had a really good career. And I can't blame her for taking $10 million plus a movie, can you?
Well, I went to see Dunkirk last night, and in the previews is this Atomic Blonde.
How do you like it? I'm going to see it today at 1.
It's kind of vicious, but...
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Chuck Curry. Always good to have you here as we overview what's going on in the world of movies. 59 past the hour.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.